With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police say a bomb threat resulted in students being sent home early at a Catholic high school Wednesday. Officers were on scene shortly after 2 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic High School. Police have since given the all clear. Students were dismissed early after consulting with police. St. Joe's will be open Thursday as usual. The OPP has confirmed that one person is dead after being hit by a Via Rail train. It happened around 6 Wednesday morning on Old Tecumseh Road near Puce Road in Lakeshore. Police say the death is not suspicious and authorities have been on scene for much of the day. The train was allowed to proceed to Toronto after a delay of several hours. Windsor firefighters dealt with a fire near City Hall Wednesday afternoon. Firefighters were called to Windsor Avenue off Wyandotte Street East at around 12:30 p.m. The fire was quickly put out. A damage estimate was not available, but fire officials cited the cause as an unattended pot on the stove. The number of Windsor Essex students suspended for not updating immunization records has dwindled to double digits. The Windsor Essex County Health Unit said Wednesday morning that 61 K-8 students are still out of school. The health unit is urging parents and guardians to contact them for guidance in getting missing shots or submitting incomplete records. The local public school board will not reconsider the unpopular name of Kingsville's new school. Some delegates addressed the board Tuesday night to get them to change the name Erie Migration Academy, with one pointing out that the name's acronym had a vulgar meaning. Trustees rejected the calls to rename, but did approve Julia Burgess's motion to send the school naming policy back to committee. Ground has been broken on a new hotel in Tecumseh. The Town Place Suites by Marriott will have 142 extended stay rooms. President of Petcon Hospitality Group, David Petretta, said since opening a hotel down the road in Lakeshore, they've seen a great demand for more.
The Battery Plant Hospital are going to be a huge driver in the next year and a half, but you know, we've had some success down the road. And the interesting part is it's not an extended stay property, and we've noticed that a lot of our guests, or majority, are using it for a long term.
An opening is tentatively set for fall 2025. The City of Windsor is bringing back its spay-neuter voucher program for feral cats. 260 of them will be available for a $75 value, allowing vets to perform the sterilization procedure. There are two vouchers allowed per household. You can call 311 to request a voucher, which will be mailed to the applicant. In sports, the Tigers beat the Twins 12-3 Wednesday afternoon in spring training at South Fort Myers, Florida. The Blue Jays lost to the Braves 10-9. On the ice, the Maple Leafs are in D.C. with the Capitals. In the NBA, the Pistons welcome the Pacers to the Pizza Bowl, and the Raptors host the Kings. A warrant is out for Detroit Lions defensive back Cam Sutton on a domestic violence charge in Florida. Wednesday night's weather, scattered snow showers, windy and minus 9, feeling like minus 17 before morning. Mostly sunny Thursday and plus 3. Some clouds Thursday night with snow likely, down to minus 4. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.